Good evening and welcome to the Finance Judiciary Committee meeting. I'd like to open it up on this Thursday, February 1st, 2024 at 6:32.
I'm sorry, I may have just exited the meeting.
I thought we were on a roll.
Okay, I'll...
Recording stopped.
Okay, I'll pause the recording.
It says...
Does it say?
It looks like it's muted. But is, if you...
Well, that's probably a good thing.
Okay, okay.
It must be...
Everybody that's listening doesn't know what my...
Okay, it must be there then. So, okay, we'll go on then.
Recording in progress.
There we go.
Okay, so do it again or are we good?
Oh, I think it got to the first time.
Okay, okay.
I unmuted you after that.
Okay. Are there any changes to the agenda?
No.
No. I have something that Jason wanted me to bring up, like, at the end, but...
Okay, okay. So how about approval of the minutes?
They look good to me.
Yes, they looked fine to me.
Yeah, I read them, they look good. You did a really good, great job on those minutes. Public comments for items not listed on the agenda? We're gonna go... The audience have none?
Looks like we have any audience.
I don't know what we're gonna do if we ever do. I'm gonna be so excited.
Okay, item number five is the judge contract. Director Kronk.
Okay, so at the committee's request, you may not remember because it's been a few minutes.
It's so long.
But anyway, this is the RFP for the municipal judge. The last time it was at council was in 2017. It's when they approved the current contract with Judge Weiss. I attached several documents. Now, I gave you the RFP from 2017, so I thought we would start with that.
Okay.
And it hasn't been illegal yet. So I don't know if, I thought I would get your direction first. So I don't know if anything in the legal, you know, on her side of it may have changed or if she's gonna wanna update anything. City charter is attached, states that this position is appointed by the council. So the RFP, you know, pretty straightforward. We haven't had, over the last 7 years, or 24, yeah, 7 years, we haven't had really any issues come up. Council or the judge has not brought up anything as far as any problems with the current contract. It's pretty straightforward. So there's the RFP, so potentially we could just reissue that in the next couple of months and after it goes through council. The current agreement, this actually is, should be her current agreement. I see it says draft on it though. I think that's just because I pulled it from my directory, but this should match the current contract. Jason did want me to bring up one thing that we discussed. So staff has been, well, and at Budget Committee and Council, you know, we've kind of discussed court and its operations. The level of activity, which has really dropped back. Some days we only have one person show up. So, you know, it seems to me that based on the level of activity, you know, unless somebody else knows of some reason why we maybe shouldn't consider changing the structure of the contract a little bit. Jason suggested, you know, and this is, we have not had the benefit of talking to Carrie, our legal, yet, but because I was going to send her an email, was based on your direction, but just a query as to, okay, so what are other cities doing in this kind of situation? You know, our thought would be some kind of compensation plan that would reflect maybe a base plus something based on activity. Because, you know, right now we're paying, I mean, this structure came from when I started, you know, we had, I would say at least 50 people on the docket, you know, every week.
Mm-hmm.
And I think we had weeks when it was more than that. So so it does seem like it would make sense to talk about that.
Mm-hmm.
At least get some input from Carrie, because she, I would imagine, has other contracts that she's done for other cities. And she's kind of seeing that same thing. So that was our only suggestion on the contract as far as changes.
I know other smaller agencies are doing court like once a month.
That's what I was just going to ask, if that has been a consideration.
Well,
where
that's a good...
Yeah.
Until it needs to go, you know, it gets busier and it needs to go, you know, change again. As the former bailiff, I remember those 50...
Yeah, again, just a
days.
Her contract, whatever, like you said, a base or something, but yeah, there's no sense, because I know I haven't been for the last couple of months, I've been too busy, but there's nobody here, you know, a few.
There was one for traffic this morning.
That's it,
and then there was
and that
three or four for, I won't say warrants, but there were the... The prosecutor.
The 9:15 or something.
Yeah.
For the criminal part of it, not the traffic.
Correct.
Right. Yeah. That's.
And I'm wondering, I don't know, this is out of line, that maybe we should take this to a work session, the whole ball of wax.
Well, when you say base, what do you mean by base?
For salary?
Yeah.
Well, we'd have to come up, so let's say, our thought was that this position, and the city prosecutor, by the way, we're kind of also thinking about that. That
sure.
Won't expire for, I think it's the beginning of 2025. But it seems like you need those positions to be like on, I don't know if retainer is the right word, but, you know, a base that keeps them tied to their contract so that they're still available. Because I know there's other services that they do outside of,
yes,
on Thursdays. So, you know, I would imagine that you still need those positions and somebody in them. So you'd have to have at least a base that would pay them for that time. And then based on activity, so if activity, for example, went back to something similar to what it was, that there'd be something in the contract that would address that, and then we wouldn't have to like renegotiate,
right,
the contract if the activity changed. So maybe that's some kind of a scale that I'm not sure how you would measure that.
Well, I guess what I'm trying to ask, like a base, and just to keep it like a simple math, so a base of $100 a month and $5 for every person coming into court, is that what you mean by that?
Well, I would
for activity?
Imagine it'd be done kind of in brackets. So let's say if we came up, and I suppose this would have to be discussed, I mean, with the judge, because she would have to, and probably legal, I mean, they'd have to make some kind of suggestion on what is a reasonable activity measurement.
Mm-hmm.
You know, maybe that's people coming into court, or maybe it's the number of items that come through the court clerk, you know, citations and that kind of activity. Maybe it's more than citations. You know, I don't know. I mean, I know you have other activity that goes through court and things that the court clerk deals with and, you know, and the judge, you know, gives direction on. So I guess I would, and this is just me talking, but, you know, without the benefit of talking to any, like, legal or police or anybody else, but, you know, maybe that base might be $1,000 a month, let's say.
Mm-hmm.
Let's see, she gets,
Was she 4,000 a month or something like that?
Yeah, three or four, yeah.
Yeah.
So maybe the base is $1,000 a month plus and up to an activity level of whatever that measurement is of, you know, 100 a month. And then maybe the maybe another bracket, you know, maybe that base gets increased by, I don't know, $500 if, you know, when the prior month, let's say, is in the, instead of 100 a month, maybe that measurement is, you know, 1 to 200 or 1 to 150, let's say.
Well, but is that just depending on, you know, because the base rate should just be to have her, like, on retainer. Like, hey, you're agreeing that you're going to be our judge on Tuesdays. Or is it Thursday? Whatever
Thursday,
it is.
Yeah.
Thursdays. You're going to be our judge on Thursdays. So that's the base rate. But if only one person shows up to court, it should be like the extra part would be the, say we $100 or whatever, if we have, you know, 1 to 10 people in court, $200 if we have 10 or, you know, 11 to 20 people
something
in court.
Like that. Yeah, brackets.
Something, yeah, because.
Yeah, I think we have to be careful not to make it incentive. Based, but yeah.
Well, it wouldn't be for her. I mean, you know, it wouldn't be, you know, for her, there wouldn't be the incentive because it would be based off of what the police department does. But I don't think that should be what comes through the court clerk, because if a lot of people come in and just pay their ticket,
well,
or they pay it online and it never makes it to her, then there shouldn't be pay for that or compensation for that if it never makes it to the courtroom to her.
Well, we were thinking of some measurement, but in talking about this, I guess, you know, I'd be really interested in what Carrie would say, because,
mm-hmm.
You know, just, you can't be, it can't be anything that would give her any incentive. So maybe, you know, I don't know, maybe we just agree to a different flat rate and have a clause or something in the contract that says, okay, if the current court activity changes by whatever amount, you know, the city will be willing to renegotiate, you know, the compensation portion of the contract.
Mm-hmm.
You know, maybe something like that.
But I guess I don't understand what you mean by an incentive.
To give the judge an incentive. You can't.
Yeah, when we're talking back and forth here, you know, we're talking about, you know, she might get a different amount for different, you know, from 0 to 100, you get this amount. From 100 to 200, whatever that count is,
mm-hmm.
you know, you get this higher amount. That kind of starts sounding like incentive.
Oh, but so, she doesn't have any control over that. It's what the whoever,
yeah,
whatever the police department does, it gets people here or whatever. I guess that's how I looked at it.
Yeah.
So that's why I was like, I don't know if we're thinking of incentive the same.
But the basic question here that staff is asking you is just, would you be interested in discussing that, you know, with legals, actual legals, somebody that actually knows what they're talking about, you know, input on that. She may say, you know, as far as brackets or something like that, she may say absolutely not. I
mm-hmm.
really have no idea. And plus she has, I mean, you know, the lawyers have their own ethical standards that they have to follow. So, you know, there may be things in there about that. So, but you know, for a smaller city, I mean, there's got to be a lot of cities that have, you know, kind of similar issue. And so we just thought, after kind of watching, you know, the budget for court over the last few years.
Yes,
because we're kind of in trouble. Right?
Yeah,
it's kind of like the.
It's not. Yeah, it's not coming back.
Right.
So,
that's for sure. So yeah. I think it should be discussed, and I think that it should give heavy thought to not having it 4 days or yeah
four
a month.
Days. So is
cut that
she
back.
Even,
that's an easy.
Is
just,
she even sentencing anybody?
I don't know.
Do not know.
Okay, because I think that would be, yeah. If,
I mean, I know we have our contract with
Springfield.
Yeah. We do paint on. But I don't know who's going there. Is there just overnight stays or what
Maybe we should cut it down to twice a month and then reevaluate in 6 months to see is, because we don't want to waste her time either coming out here for a whole day or half a day or whatever for one person when they can just maybe write the court dates for twice a month instead of. And then if it's really a whole lot less, do it once a month. I know Harrisburg does once a month, Cobrook does once a month. And sometimes they're busy days and sometimes they're not. So it really just depends on the activity from the law enforcement side. And
And, you know, with Jason's input, you know, I could, like if you wanted to pass that back to staff, you know, we could get her input on that. How many times a month, and whatever other changes you know you might discuss tonight, you know, get her input on that. And you're certainly welcome to ask her to come too, or she could come on Zoom too.
Sure.
Yeah.
So they do use Zoom for court stuff. So.
No, I think that I did
see her today though.
I really feel like you said, because years ago when I was around, it was a big deal. Court date was huge.
It was full.
It was full. There was
jam-packed.
And so it's really gone down. And just in the last 2 years, 3 years, I'm surprised. There is nobody here. Very few. And not much sentencing. Not much. So I don't know. I have a clue why, but yeah, I think it needs to be discussed. There's no doubt about it, because like it's been in trouble. The court has been in trouble money-wise, and like you said, that the budget is, it's going to be a lot of fun this time, and so we need to reevaluate a lot of things.
Yeah. Well, so, it doesn't make sense to pay, you know, based on the model that we had 10 years ago when we were seeing 50 to 70 people every Thursday. And we're still paying based on the same model. So
yeah, it needs to, in my opinion, I really think it needs to be talked about seriously. I really do.
So what I'm hearing, I think, are you okay then with, is the committee okay with, I could reach out, I would say I should reach out to Carrie first and get her input. And I suppose I could also reach out to Judge Weiss and let her know that we are discussing her contract, which you know, is probably not a bad thing anyway.
Right.
And then ask her opinion on how many times a month, or if she has any other ideas about how court is structured.
Mm-hmm. Well, it's, so for her contract, I was going to ask, what about like opening it up again for other judges to apply and maybe look at other?
Well, that's what this
item
is for tonight.
Yeah, okay.
The RFP would request bids.
Okay.
Well, and this is a perfect time to restructure and then the RFP, it's perfect.
And as I mentioned, Jason and I did discuss this in terms of including the city prosecutor when that contract comes around. They're very similar contracts as far as you know what they're kind of based on. So that sounds good to me. It may take, you know, maybe this process will take a little longer because making these changes, you know, may involve, I mean, maybe you want to have counsel weigh in, or
I think that'd be a good idea.
I think so.
Myself.
Yeah, and like because Sandy people said too, even a work session, if we can get it together and what changes we'd like to see, and I think it'd be a good idea. I really do.
It's amazing.
Carrie thinks.
Yeah, because she will know, and like where she's involved with so many small cities.
Yeah.
She will know exactly how they handle it. And if Harrisburg and who else did you say had one?
Cobrook and Harrisburg do it once a month.
Yeah.
And sometimes, like I said, sometimes they're full days. I've bailiffed for both. Bailiffing this month for February for Harrisburg. And, you know, some days it's, you know, two or three and we're done. And some days it's just like revolving door. They just keep kind of coming, and it's like, we thought we're done, and oh, here pops somebody else in, like, oh, I was late, so, and then, like, here comes somebody else, and so, as long as, I guess, they show up while the judge is there, it works, but, you just, right now, and I think with the way hiring's going, or not going so well with the police department, it's a lot on the officers right now to, we're not seeing a lot of the traffic tickets as much as we used to because they're busy with calls.
Shorthanded, for sure.
And stuff, yeah. So I think, you know, they kind of all play a role together, so. I mean, my suggestion would be to move it to once or twice a month, but if we need to involve the rest of the council, because I see it work in two other cities, but, and then just maybe leave that little clause in there of, you know, can negotiate depending on, you know, the volume of the people coming in or something like that. Because we don't, you know, at the same time, we don't want to waste the judge's time. That's, you know, they have so many other things that they're involved with along with being a judge.
Yeah.
So.
Okay, then.
All right.
I will work on those things and get back to you. I would imagine we could talk about it next month.
Okay. So. That'd be good. Okay, hang on here. Upcoming contracts for review.
Okay, so I thought I would run by the committee just the upcoming contracts. Some of them we've already talked about and you've already given direction. I think there was one of them, I believe it was the auditor that we'd already talked about probably. It's probably been 6 months ago, prior to the current audit. Your indication was to, as a committee, was to do an RFP. The last time an RFP was done where we requested proposals was in 2016, so it has been a while. So there's that one. Leahy Cox, or our city prosecutor, that was just done and signed by council or reviewed by council and approved in 2021. Mm-hmm. It actually doesn't expire until 2025. And
I remember that.
Yeah, I remember that one
too. I was looking to see. Yeah, it allows for 2 2-year extensions. So 2025, if I read that right, that was a 2-year contract, and we're on the first extension. So the contract does allow for one more extension to take that out to 2027. So there's no pressure to do anything on that.
Well, maybe it's a good time to look at all of them, as long as we're...
And I'm wondering, can we put that into the judge's contract too, where we can do like a 2-year extension or a year extension up to two times? Or is there something already in there?
Yeah, these kind of contracts are generally written with that kind of language. Hers was a 2-year contract with 3 1-year extensions.
Oh, okay.
And we've done one extension, and then the last time, council just approved a 2-year extension. So she's out at the end of her, actually a little bit past her contract and extensions.
Okay. So when is her contract up?
Well, it actually expired a couple of months ago.
Okay, so okay.
It's ready.
That's what I thought, but it's been so long. Awesome. I forgot half the stuff we talked about. So, okay, so good.
So there's that one. Another one that's kind of on our radar or on Kitty's list is professional credit services. It expires, it looks like it's in April of 2025, so it's a ways off. If we were going to do an RFP or something, that would be up to this committee and council. If you wanted to do an RFP, we could. I don't see that. I haven't really discussed that with Jason either, city administrator, what he might, you know, what his feelings are on that. He generally likes to get RFPs done. So we've had good good service from Professional Credit Services. They service utility billing and the court. So I think utility billing is probably pretty active with them because they have a lot of accounts to deal mm-hmm. with. Another one, and the last one on my list anyway, is Wilson Airgood. So our insurance agent, the current contract, it looks like, was effective in 2015, and nothing's been done on it since, so it looks like it expired a couple years ago. But that really hasn't been on my radar. But so that's another one that could be done. Staff actually looked at that, I would say, 5+ years ago. And maybe that was in 2015, actually. Kind of looking at the cost of that and what it cost the city. It's not as straightforward as you might think because they're based on commission. They get commission on our health insurance, our property liability insurance, and our workers' comp insurance. Initially, I thought, oh, that's got to add up to some money. But then I found out that workers' comp is actually, their commission is actually paid by SAFE, so it doesn't cost the city anything. I'm not sure why, but it's something to do with state law. That's how it is. So anyway, that's something that could be looked at.
Sure.
If I would suggest the important ones, I think, are the insurance. If Jason feels like, I would imagine Professional Credit Services.
Well, if that's on Kitty's
radar. Leahy, Cox, and the auditors really are the, you know, the most critical ones. We have a couple of little ones that are going to be more like cleanup. Net Assets is a company that does our lien search, you know, has that database online. I've proposed to Jason that we drop that contract. I just don't think that service is really, really very useful. And the alternative would be that we could put that same information on our website, you know, on a page off of finance. It seems to me that would serve the same purpose. His direction was to ask Carrie if there was any legal reasons why we couldn't do that. So I think that would be a good move. Mm-hmm. And then we also have one little one with Wilson Airgood. They maintain, there's a little medical expense reimbursement plan that is a clause in our ASME contract. Actually, I think police uses it too. So somehow they got on there too. But anyway, it has something to do, and this was before I started, so it's been a long time, but we've had this. Costs us $50 a month, and it has to do with reimbursing employees. Back when our insurance went up, health insurance was increasing quite a bit. There were some years there, 15 years ago, when insurance was going up 10% a year, you know, or something for health insurance. So I think it came out of that, is my guess. But anyway, that plan reimburses for certain co-payments, relatively small amounts, but that's what it does. So I wouldn't really suggest changing that unless we changed insurance agents. But anyway, so that's all that's on my radar. Kitty supplies a list of contracts to each of the department heads that these are the things you need to work on. So. Mm-hmm. So if the committee would like, I could work it into our workload. I guess the main one, the one that's coming up quick, so we got the judges one, but the auditors and the insurance one is, the insurance agent is expired, so we could do that anytime, do it now.
Sure.
Yeah, I think it's important that we stay on top of those.
Yes.
I think it shows, I don't know what the right word is, maybe lazy.
Fiscally responsible.
Yeah, okay, that's exactly. The better word than I was coming up with, Mike.
you may not have come up with that word.
no, I think this is good.
I think we need to stay on top of it, because what kind of liability does that put us in if we're like, oh, this, you know, I could see if it was expired by like, you know, a week or so, and we're just, and we're, and it's coming up, we have it on our agenda, we're talking about it. But if it's like 5 years, 6 years, something like that, 2015, we're at 9 years. Yeah. That's just bad on our part.
Yeah, irresponsible.
Yeah, irresponsible.
Well, and we don't have any that are back that far.
Oh, wait, was the 2015 one?
Well, the last contract, well, there was the insurance agent, but that expired in 2020, so it's still 4 years. So their current contract was effective in 2015.
Oh, okay.
But anyway, but there are, yeah, there are, I guess just one, I guess, of the important ones, what I would call the important ones. So there's one that was expired a few years ago, 2020. But anyway, so that would give me four. So then, talking about the auditor, so then this is February, so we would need to do an RFP pretty quickly, because that needs to be in place mid-May, June at the latest, because they start working on the audit, and so do we. So, but that could, you know, that can be done.
Yeah.
I mean, I can just take the one from last time. I'll bring it back next month.
Okay.
And then we'll take it to council, so.
Okay, that sounds good. Sounds good to you guys.
March.
Yeah. Are we taking the RFP for the judges? They got to come back to a work session?
Well, we have some things to...
Before we get there?
Yeah.
...discuss. There isn't... well, let's see. Well, we'll keep it moving, though. I mean, there's no reason to drag it out. I mean, I think that I can get... You know, I can talk to Carrie and the judge, and, you know, I think we could have a... And if you're fine with moving ahead in general, then I'm going to send it to Carrie.
Yeah.
And have her update the agreement and the RFP. And so you'll see, the next thing you'll see will be a draft that's like ready to be approved by council or reviewed by council.
Yeah. Because it's important that we talk about it, I think, with everybody, not just us.
Council. Yeah, we need a discussion on that for sure.
Yeah. Okay.
Okay, then. Okay.
Okay, well, we'll be working on those over the next few months or so.
Yeah. Okay, agenda forecaster, any additions or things that are...
Well, we actually do have some additions this month. The city administrator suggested that I request that we add a discussion about the spending authority. Spending authority for council, for staff. Okay. So, you know, there's a structure underneath, in case you're not familiar with it, if you haven't, I don't know if we've talked about it in council for a while, but, so spending authority is basically a structure that finance relies on to know who in the city, what staff can approve expenditures, because you have to have the ability for staff, you know, like say take Public Works, for example, you have staff at a bunch of different levels. You've got the director and the assistant director and a couple of managers, and you have all the people doing, you know, with their various jobs. Well, somewhere in there, somebody has to be able to spend money besides the director. Director has a limit of $5,000. Over that amount, it goes to Jason, and that's for spending a single item. So that's like going to or calling up a vendor and saying, I need to place an order. And so Gary can do that under his spending authority up to $5,000. If it's more than that, but less than $15,000, which is the city administrator's authority, Jason can sign it up to that $15,000. But if it's over that, then those are the items that you have coming to council all the time. And occasionally, in case you're thinking about it, sometimes things will be brought to council that are actually under those authorities, but I don't know if you remember, but I can hear Jason saying, even though this is within my spending authority, we're bringing it to you because it's you know, this kind of item or whatever, or he wants council to weigh in on it for some reason.
Yep. No, so. I and that's very much appreciated. It's transparency, and Gary's really good about that too.
Yeah. So the thought is, and of course, from a finance standpoint, I think about prices going up and inflation and all that. And the current structure is based on a resolution. I didn't bring the number with me. But there's a resolution that lays these different levels out for staff. And council approved that. And that was prior to my time. So I believe it was in 2008 or 9.
Wow, that's been a while. Yeah,
somewhere in there. It could have been a little earlier than that even. So my thought is, from a finance standpoint, gee, prices have doubled since then. And it might be worth, you know, considering increasing. I mean, you could justify doubling the current spending authority, because the same thing, you know, the things that cost $5,000 15 years ago, 20 years ago, I mean, they cost 10 now.
Yeah,
so
you're right.
Kind of makes sense that, you know, from a finance operations standpoint, the reason to do this, the interest from my point of view, and finance staff, is just that it creates more work. You know, if those spending authorities really aren't at a level that they should be, and so more things are going, you know, say directly to the director of a department rather than being taken care of by a staff member who really should be able to do that. You know, it just creates more kind of turning and more work. So that's. That's kind of the main motivation from a finance standpoint.
Yeah, so. I think that I've thought about that a lot, and like you say, things have increased so much, and I think that's another one that's a really good discussion. I really do, Mike. That makes sense. Yeah.
The other thing I was thinking about in relation to this was it would probably be good for, I think staff needs to kind of come up with some, you know, something to tie, okay, if we were going to make, like, a director's level, say, twice as much, like, $10,000, well, what does that mean to expenditures? You know, what kind of things, at what level does it make sense? You know, maybe Gary's level should be higher than that. I mean, what kind of things fall in there?
Yeah.
And so I think we could easily bring examples and, you know, maybe at least some kind of reasoning for.
Yeah, and the other, and what
cities do this?
That's just what I was going to say. What other cities our size, how do they handle this? What do they do? What are their limits? And
so is that on one single item, or is that $5,000 for the month? Or?
No, that's, yeah, it gets a little confusing, but that's why I said a few minutes ago, think about a single transaction. They go to BNI, let's say, well, BNI isn't a real good example, so they're fairly small, but that's why I kind of use the example, like somebody, let's say an admin assistant in police who assists the chief and the assistant chief. Okay, so that person, maybe they're tasked with taking care of office supplies and a lot of, you know, they have a lot of different supply items. Well, which items do you want that admin person to be able to purchase without having to, you know, routine things, you know, small things that might be less than $5,000, you know, maybe a couple thousand dollars. Do you want that person to be able to just place those orders and get the supplies they need? You know, that kind of thing.
Yeah. Okay, that makes sense. That's what I wasn't sure, like, is it a $5,000 month limit? Is it a single thing?
Because
I still think I like the idea of, you know, maybe Jeremy and Gary and Eric and Mark, like, being able to buy stuff, but I think, you know, if there's somebody else purchasing stuff or that could be purchasing stuff, like an adminate or somebody else, they need to be able to, so that they're not pulled in to buy office supplies and taken away from their jobs that they're out doing to sit down and purchase office supplies.
Yeah.
But then I do still like the idea of capping it somewhere. Like, keep it at the 15,000 where it would have to come to council, just to, I guess, like, some checks and balances of it, so that we're still aware of what's going on
for the people.
Yeah.
And so Yeah, there's not just any...
In fact, do you remember when I asked you about... It's been some time ago. It was a $3,000 purchase. I mean, it was something you didn't know. You knew what it was, but you didn't know what it was. I'll tell you a story about that later.
Okay. But typically, like, people, like admin kind of level, people like the court clerk, I know Gary, the special programs assistant in public works, some people like that generally will have some spending authority. Like the court clerk typically has $1,000 limit. And these are all assignable by the director. So the director doesn't have to assign anybody in their department to have spending authority. They can just retain it all themselves. And we don't usually do that. We have in the past occasionally, but because it just makes for extra, you know, a lot of little things.
I'm just trying to think, if you sat down and said, Gary, I need a box of 500 envelopes and I need a box of, you know, 1,000 smaller envelopes, and then I need
printing
stamps
paper.
And I need printing paper. I think he's probably going to listen to it one time and be like, somebody else needs to sit down and do this.
Typically, office supplies are typically with somebody in the office. Like, I think Terry orders all the office supplies here.
Yeah.
You know, she has a certain amount of spending authority. But it's limited, you know, like I said, like $1,000 or maybe $2,000, something like that.
And I think as long as the receipts are turned in and we have a good understanding of, especially if we add more people to being able to make purchases and stuff, I just worry about receipts getting lost or something, you know, like that's always, because I've seen
it. So it's finance, yeah.
So, yeah. So is that going to make it harder for you to keep track of?
This only changes those numbers.
Okay.
It doesn't change the structure or who has authority now.
Okay.
I mean, it could if a director felt like they wanted to make a change, but that's not what council generally, you know, would review and look at. We're just asking this committee and council to consider what those spending limits should be now. You know, should Gary, the public works director, $5,000 is relatively small amount, you know, for the things that he spends money on. And there are some things that are above those limits that are just monthly items. You know, the gas bill.
Yeah.
True.
For public works, I believe it is.
I can't remember. It's a lot.
It's more than Gary's spending authority.
Yeah.
And we've had some maybe tipping fees that are more than Jason's occasionally. And so, but those aren't the things that we want to take to council. Those are just, or you know, operating monthly things. You know, it needs to be at a place, at a point level where when Gary needs to purchase a vehicle, a tractor, you know, capital purchases, you know, those are the things that need to go to council, really.
Right.
So, anyway.
But not the everyday, month-to-month stuff.
Yes.
Yeah, we
not
don't.
The office supplies, stuff, not the operating supplies and police. So, anyway. So, if you're okay with that, if you want, you can, you know, I could bring this back with some facts and figures and maybe some information on best practices and what are other cities do, that kind of information.
Sure.
Mm-hmm. You know,
that'd be great.
And the current resolution, how it's structured.
Yeah.
So, okay.
You betcha.
I might even check in with legal because she may have information on that. So, okay.
Yeah, that sounds good.
So, let's see. So I'll add that to the forecaster. Oh, and since I'm already talking, the other thing too, which you already know is coming, but discussion about budget for, you know, finance, court, admin, you know, departments that are part or under this committee. So, other than that, I didn't have any other changes.
Okay. Anything that's burning on your
I don't think so.
Brain? The only thing I still would like to have is, like Kara or somebody come in and talk about the revolving loan fund. I really would like to have an explanation and...
It's still on here.
It's still there, but that's been, God, way back that and never did happen. And I just would like the explanation and what is available and how it works and, yeah.
Okay.
I know that it's just, I don't want it to disappear.
Well, it's still there. And as you know, we just made a loan.
Yes.
And we did close on that.
I'm so happy about that.
So he actually has the money, so...
Yay!
In fact, he's about to make his first payment, or he already has, actually.
Well, good.
Yeah.
That's wonderful. No, that's...
So I could make that request, and what... If I was going to give her, like, a heads up on what kind of things you want to talk about...
It's just, if... Because we're not doing... What they talked about, and that was... Three years ago. That we hadn't done any loans and then until this one. And what is available for the city to do? What would be something if that money could be used for something? They had all kinds of suggestions and thoughts on it. And of course I can't remember now, but I just thought it would be a great conversation. So that everybody understands it. Nobody was around then. I was around when there was loans made. And we had meetings and they talked. And so nobody really understands what the deal is and what's going on.
How much is there?
Huh?
How much is in the revolving loan fund?
Well, the fund has $1 million or close to it in it.
I vote for a lazy
river. As far as what was budgeted.
I know, I was thinking that. Maybe we can get a raise.
I said I vote for a lazy river running through town.
Well, we used 50,000 of it. And council has done, you know, some interfund loans out of it occasionally.
Yes.
But the last remaining one is about to be paid off here pretty quick. So most of the cash, you know, except for a very small percentage, is in the fund. It's not out in loans or anything like that.
No, that's all.
So
yeah, I think Public Works, isn't it? They had two loans through it.
We've got sewer and all that stuff.
Well, they had one from 8 years ago, roughly.
Yeah, something like
and
that.
And the second one came from a different fund. I think is probably what you're thinking of.
I can't. I can't
maybe
remember.
Sewer capital. I think it was sewer capital.
Oh, I bet.
Yeah.
Yep.
So. So yeah, there is money there, and you know, based on a discussion, if the council can, I'd have to look and maybe calculate exactly how much is available to that program, because there are some development funds also in that same fund. But my recollection is, I mean, it's going to be hundreds of thousands of dollars that are available for loan.
Yeah.
So there is cash
there. Yeah. And
especially,
they talked about if council had something that they thought would be worth spending money on, you know, that kind of stuff.
Well, I'm thinking, and we've got all the upgrades for the sewer and wells and things. And
So,
well, you may be hearing about that.
I
can't talk about it. But, not my department. You know, we did take out, council, you know, did take out, a couple hundred, 300,000 or whatever it was for the grant program, the local business grant program a few years ago. But that money pretty much is back in the fund now because interest has been really good.
Yeah.
Interest just went up to 5.2% just a couple of days ago.
Isn't that something?
And on $1 million, that adds up.
So. Yeah. Was that the fund we took out for local businesses and things during the pandemic?
Yeah, we took a few $100,000 out of it or so. Mm-hmm. So, but that's over the last, since then though, I mean, we get, I can't give you a number, but it's a pretty big number. mean, like $100,000 a month now. So, because reserves are building too, across all the reserves, so that cash generates that interest. So it's really
that's a good thing.
Really good.
We like
thing.
Cash.
So all those projects that Public Works need to do that'll
yeah
help a little.
You bet.
Anyway, that's all I have for as far as the forecaster.
Okay, anybody have any comments they'd like to make? Any suggestions for Mike?
You're not. Can I bring up one more thing?
Of course.
Just hold the show.
Yeah. Also from the city administrator.
Oh, that's right.
I mentioned to him, this is budget committee. So we haven't had a mid-year budget committee meeting. We've been really busy. Budget committee did express interest in it last May. Mm-hmm. So it's been on my tickler list for a little bit, so he thought I should bring it up to you, and we could do an update, you know, later this month.
I thought about it. It's been on my radar, and it's just, poof, I got too much going on, but I think it's important.
Yeah.
Usually it's January that sounds good, but I...
Yeah, we've done everything from none to, I think, 1 year we did three, I think.
I can't, yeah, there was, yeah, but it was like quarterly or something,
yeah.
Wasn't it? Yeah, and so I think that's important.
One or two is more, I would say,
yeah.
What we've done in the last 5 years.
Yeah, but I think it's great, because I know that this is going to be a toughie.
Yeah, I mean, from the staff point, we don't really have anything in particular that we want to bring up, but we could give the committee basically an overview of where we, what's kind of happened
yeah.
so far this year.
Yeah.
Cover revenue, property taxes, you know, what's going on in public works. And
yes.
Things,
yeah.
You know, big departments, so.
No, I think it's a great idea. I really do. No question about it.
Well, I would suggest, February's going to go fast, but it kind of makes sense to do it earlier, sooner than later.
Mm-hmm.
Waiting till March, that's going to be just before budget committee, the regular meeting, so I'd say we should try and do it in February.
Yeah, that sounds good.
So, okay. I will mention that to the city administrator and...
Okay. Would we do that at during a council meeting or a
work
session?
Well, generally it's a
separate
budget committee meeting. Before we actually call the budget committee, do it on a Thursday most of the time.
Yeah.
I'm probably won't be able to attend if it's not any of our regular scheduled meetings the rest of this month. So that's,
okay.
I just want to throw that out there from the get-go. Unless we did it, you know, at work session, maybe did it before or something, a work session. I don't know my...
Okay.
Because it's a budget,
you know,
committee, it's more than us.
I mean, you hear more
yeah.
of this stuff than, you know, most of the budget committee members, so, and just looking through the information, you're going to understand it a lot more, I think.
More aware.
So that's not...
Yeah.
Yeah, the only day I think I would be able to do it would be, like, the 29th, which is the last day of the month.
Okay.
I've got
that
7 birthdays this month in February.
7 what?
Birthdays.
Oh, good Lord.
Sisters and in-laws and outlaws.
In-laws and outlaws.
Okay. Yeah, and that's still iffy. So I would need to know, like, pretty quick if it was going to be that day. Otherwise, I would probably just have to either listen in later or... Because sometimes I can, you know, I can turn it on in the car while I'm driving and listen.
Sure.
Yeah. Okay.
Okay, is there anything else, Mike? Are we
no,
good?
No, I don't think so.
Okay. Then we are just going to adjourn. Thank you so much, Mike. That was good. That was good stuff.
So, I've got to tell you this.
Yeah, usually a couple days later if it's posted and I miss something, I just, on my drives, I put it on.
You're going to Pendleton Grants Pass. Yeah, you've got some time.